In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush this week. And sitting next to me is Susan Kochevar of the 88 Drive-In. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. Glad to be back.
Did you have a fantastic weekend filled with lots of liberty?
No.
No, you're in America. We don't do that anymore.
What country? I woke up somewhere else.
I know. It's pretty much. Remember when you could actually live your life and people were like okay with that?
Oh, yeah. You know, go to yoga or do whatever I wanted. Not standing outside waiting to get in, especially when it's freezing outside.
Yeah, we can't do that anymore. By the way, in a few minutes here, we're going to talk about the Muppets.
Well, uh-oh.
Yeah. Did you know they're oppressive?
They are?
Yes, they are. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, the impossible question of the day. Friday's impossible question we did not answer.
That's
we didn't
right.
get to it. We got so busy. We were having so much fun. So first, Friday's impossible question was, before COVID, 15% of servers wish their customers would stop doing this. And once again, folks, when you have an answer, give it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'd love to hear what your answer is. But 15% said they wish their customers would stop doing this. What do you think it was?
Stacking the dishes?
You know, that's actually one that servers really don't like. And I had always thought that, that's the way I'm helping them out, right? I'm kind of stacking the dishes when I'm done with them so that they can take them away. Servers hate that. Why is it?
Because you have to scrape off the food and you want to sort things in a particular way to get everything to fit in your, and I've never done this before, but just that's how it seems to me. So I can fit it in my bin and carry it back and put it in the dishwasher quickly.
I always steal the dishes. I take them home. Well, I figure I'm saving them a lot of work. Is that good or is that bad?
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Are they going to frown on that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, I won't do that so much. You know, it kind of goes against my Christian values. Okay, here's the answer. Sitting together on the same side of a booth or table.
Huh. Actually, I'm surprised Fosse didn't mandate that, you know, because you're not talking and spewing over people's food.
Yeah, you cannot oh my gosh, that's what he's got to do. It's no longer, okay, guys, we've got a new way to stop COVID. Susan has come up with the way to stop COVID. First, of course, distancing. You must live in a different state. Okay, we need lots of social distancing. Second, you have to wear 27 masks wrapped around your head like the mummy.
Right.
Okay, but now, no more facing each other.
That's
ever.
Right. Stand in line.
Stand in line. We must stand in line.
Face forward.
Yes. And and if you're like going to a big concert or whatever, or you're waiting outside for tickets, stand in line, but face the wall. All of you face the wall. Do not be one behind the other because you're breathing on each other.
I think we're in kindergarten again.
I think we are. Okay. And don't hold hands.
No.
That's the only difference between here and kindergarten. Okay. So sitting together on the same side of the booth or table. You know what? This actually makes a little bit of sense because when you do that, they got to reach further.
Mm-hmm.
And reach over somebody
mm-hmm.
to fill that drink, to get something, to pick things up, and so forth. But if they just got two people who are together who are looking across from each other, it's a lot easier on the server.
Yeah, if you're at a table, it might be a little different. But if you're in a booth, I could see where that'd be a problem.
Yeah, if you're in a booth, that's a big problem. That's a really big problem. Okay, today's impossible question. Once again, give your answer on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. It is 29%. Of Americans drink this to look cool. What is it?
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well. But, okay, so If it's not Dos Equis, what is it? Now, I know for me, I drink those incredibly frou-frou drinks with like 10 kinds of fruit juice in them and 27, you know, umbrellas and things sticking up out of them and flowers and stuff. I think that makes me look really cool.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Interesting.
No? What do you drink to look cool?
Well, I don't know if I do, but, you know, I think a lot of people cart around, even if it's empty, a Starbucks cup to look cool.
A Starbucks cup. So Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Charlie holds one up.
Charlie holds up a Starbucks cup. Kombucha? He says, what is that? It's an Asian drink, kombucha. I've never heard of it.
They sell it in the grocery store with a little bit of alcohol in it, tiny bit.
I'm from Wisconsin. We drink milk and beer, sometimes together. That is it. We drink nothing else but milk and beer. Starbucks, oh, you know what? I guess there's a little bit of status behind having a Starbucks cup. Remember when they were doing the cups that actually preached at you?
Yes.
They were putting out the cups that had like liberal messages on them or invited you to talk about politics?
You know, I figured out who actually has better coffee than Starbucks.
Who?
McDonald's. And it's a buck something, like $1.50.
Really?
It's a great cup of coffee.
Is it flavored and all that kind of stuff?
They have flavors you can get.
Does it have 10 kinds of juices and a lot of umbrellas and things
like
that?
No.
I'm not sure I could relate. Go ahead.
It's in a standard McDonald's cup, so.
I thought McDonald's now had the kind of Starbucks type stuff.
They have, you know, you can get a couple different kinds of drinks from them, like a French vanilla iced coffee. Those are really good. A couple other flavors, but they're just standard black coffee. It's a great cup of coffee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, folks, we're off. We're going to have a best of show. Sorry, I've got a speaking engagement. So we will have, I think we're replaying last Tuesday's show with me and John tomorrow. Is that correct? Yes. But Wednesday we'll come back and we will have the answer to what 29% say you drink to be cool. I'm going to go with Charlie. I'm going to say Starbucks. Oh, he says kombucha. Who would even think of that? 29%? I didn't even know what it was. Is that just because I'm not cool? It is. Okay. Charlie says that's because I'm not cool. What do you say?
I think it's a Starbucks. And I'll have to be out of town listening online.
Yes, you will.
On the app so that I can see the answer, hear the answer.
I know. On Wednesday, it's going to be me and Marie. I'm even changing my name to Donnie in advance just to make it official. Okay. Let's talk Disney. Now, as you know, they already axed actress Gina Carano from The Mandalorian.
They did.
Okay. They are now going after the Muppets. Now, this is really funny because, as you may know, the Muppets and the makers of the Muppets are one of the most hard left, radical left wing groups ever.
True.
I mean, this, I mean, I'm sorry, but to call them liberal is, you know, to take liberalism far too lightly. They are really liberal. And yet Disney now, on Disney Plus, they have started to release the Muppet Show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're releasing the old Muppet Shows. You ever watch those as a kid?
Sure. Yep. They're cute. Cookie Monster's my favorite.
Cookie Monster. Yeah. They were great. I enjoyed them, you know, with Kermit and Miss Piggy and so forth. Well, they... really quick, who's this? Ah, Waka Waka Waka. Can you remember that one?
I don't.
Fozzie Bear.
Oh, darn. Yes.
Jeez, I'm not sure what Waka meant. Okay, so they're going to be releasing those, but each time it comes up, every time that you tune into this episode, they're going to have this disclaimer. Come on, here it is. This program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. Well, yeah, they beat each other up constantly on the show, and they're about 20 different colors. But anyway, going on. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. I mean, isn't that a great lead into fun?
He sounds wonderful. Yeah.
My gosh.
But let's see. Cookie Monster's blue. Kermit's green. Miss Piggy is pink.
Well, yeah, it's not looking too good. And here's the thing. They're going to put this disclaimer on the Muppet Show. Now, from what I hear, this disclaimer will stay in place until a number of things happen. Here they are. First, the Swedish chef must renounce his whiteness. And he must also put it out that Sweden did all the wrong things dealing with COVID.
You're kidding, right?
Maybe. I might be.
I don't think you are.
Bork, bork, bork. You remember him? No,
no.
You don't. You don't do the Muppet noises?
I don't.
I don't really know about it.
I know that one.
I do Muppets. I love Muppets. Everybody does Muppet voices. Okay, so the Swedish chef must renounce his whiteness first. Next, Sam the Eagle must renounce America.
I think they're gonna
get him to do that little North Korean march. Have his claws going up in the air. I think that's going to be kind of fun. And let's see. Next, Animal must renounce playing the drums with his face, which is actually a good idea because that's pretty violent. Have you ever seen Animal play the drums?
Yeah.
They take the whole puppet, smacking him down into the drums. I think it's hilarious. I love it. Next, and this is actually well overdue, Kermit and Miss Piggy, they either need to resolve their sexual tension once and for all or switch genders.
You know, this gives a whole new meaning to Animal Farm.
Okay, well, we'll just go off that. Okay, let's see here. Oh, on the upside, Gonzo can continue dating all the chickens he wants. They feel that that's a very healthy image to give to kids. And so they're going to allow that. Disney Plus, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to have a disclaimer at the beginning of every time you watch this show, basically telling you you're a bad person for watching this show.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I'm absolutely stunned. I can't believe this. And they're doing this with, really, I'm serious, one of the most liberal shows ever. I believe that the Muppets even came out against Donald Trump at one point. Am I right, Charlie? I think they might have. I mean,
wow.
They've been incredibly political. And now Disney Plus is warning you if you watch that show. I have no idea what could possibly be offensive on that show.
No, me either.
It was hosted by like Elton John, Raquel Welch, and all these old stars. And I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. Okay. There you go. This hour, we're going to have Jarrett Stepman. He's coming up at 3:30. Sounds pretty cool. I love Jarrett Stepman. He's brilliant. Next hour, in hour two, David Morgan. He's going to talk precious metals. Folks, you're going to hear that because with what's happening with inflation, everything coming, precious metals are going to be all the deal, and David's going to kind of tell us where to go, where not to go, and I think we're all going to want to hear that. At 4:30, you're going to want to hear Richard Rush talk sports. I haven't had a chance to brag to him about picking Tampa Bay to win big.
At least that'd be something normal.
I know.
I'll feel good.
I'm kind of looking forward to that. And folks, we're going to talk about the Broncos. How are they building? How should they build? How shouldn't they? Talk about that. In hour three, Susan will magically morph into Marie Chavez. You're literally going to get taller. It's incredible how this is going to happen. And after the Monday Mortgage Minute with Kurt Rogers, we're going to talk about the emerging conservative economy. Folks, everybody's starting to buy conservative. If you're a conservative, we're starting to bring our money together, and we're going to talk about that. You ready?
Yes.
All right. But first, one last thing. After the break, we're going to talk Bill Gates. I cannot wait.
Yeah, we should.
Are you going to rant about Bill Gates?
Yes. So let's talk about some of the things Bill has been up to.
Awesome. I love hearing you rant. Okay, but first, Golden Eagle Financial. Do you think you know what you're doing with retirement? Wrong. Folks, you've never done this before, but L. Smith has been guiding people just like you to much happier, financially healthy retirements for years. Call L at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, Barber's Foods is next. Susan, have you ever noticed that when you go and get a steak at a restaurant, it tastes so much better than at home?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you can get a sirloin. I've had this happen at a good restaurant. And just get their sirloin, it tastes as good as a ribeye at home. It's incredible. Well, why is that? Aging and treatment.
Oh.
Yes. So they age their meats a long time, and they treat them in all kinds of ways. They're vacuum sealed. They do all kinds of things to make that meat taste way better than the stuff you're getting at the store. Well, unlike the stuff you get at the store, that restaurant's meat has been handled a lot like Barber's Foods handles theirs. But restaurants are pricier than ever. So to cut out the middleman, call or text Barber's at 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. Barber's Foods, treat yourself to meat that's been treated right.
Sounds delicious.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
And I am a little bit off the reservation from the anti-Fauci crowd. The truth is, Fauci would be fine if we did the Australian approach. Just everybody got locked down for 8 weeks. But that doesn't make him evil or nefarious.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in with Susan Koshevar. Are you having fun?
I am. It's a beautiful day.
Okay, let's stop having fun and talk about Bill Gates.
Boo hiss.
Okay, did you know, by the way, he's going, 1 second here. Did you know that he's going by a new name?
No.
Okay.
What's his name?
Listen to this.
Hey, you know what? There's another name you might know me by.
Star-Lord.
Who?
Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw.
Guys.
Move!
Okay. I think he wants us to start calling him Star-Lord. I really do, because this guy has a serious God complex. And, you know, I don't say that of all rich people. I really don't. I don't throw that around lightly. I'm throwing that around with him. This guy really thinks he's God. Tell us why.
He does. He has a serious problem. He's been all over the media lately, and he did a media interview where he talks about how we're all going to need to switch over to synthetic meat, whether we like it or not.
Why?
I'm not exactly sure. Apparently, he thinks, you know, I don't know, like, we're going to just implode in, like, 7 years or something. I don't know why he wants to move to synthetic meat. I don't know what the real idea is behind that.
Well, I think his wife a big vet?
Could be.
Vegetarian, something like that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to learn to like the taste, he says, and they'll get better at synthesizing it.
Yeah, you want to, before you go on with that really quick, what really blows my mind is this, folks, is they tell you that they don't want you to eat meat, and then they make stuff that tastes exactly like meat. And
yes.
In fact, their entire goal is to make this tofu or this grass or whatever they mat together, okay, and make it taste like meat. Which begs the question, why not just eat meat?
Right.
Why are you trying to get people to really want to eat something that tastes just like meat?
Yes, it's very strange.
I mean, that's like trying to get people to snort something that feels just like cocaine.
Yes.
Without being cocaine. I mean, am I making any sense here?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't like it, Andy, they're just going to change the regulations some, so you have to eat it. He said that in the interview.
They're wiser than me.
Yeah,
what
so
else,
much smarter.
What else is he trying to do? Do you have something on the sun?
Well, you know, he's interestingly bought more farmland. So I think he is the largest farmland owner now in the country.
Oh, great.
And he has another plan to kind of dim the sun. I'm not sure if Bill understands that plants that grow on the farms that he thinks he's going to synthesize that taste like meat require the sunlight to grow. Are we living in the movie Idiocracy?
I think so. And by the way, you know what else takes the sun? Last I heard, I'm just throwing this out there. I may not be right on this. Solar energy.
That's right.
So here this guy, and he was trying to put these particles up in the sky. He wants to put these particles up in your sky, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay, your sky, to reflect more of the light back out. And meanwhile, he wants us to invest more in solar energy.
That's right.
So he's going to block out more of the sun, and he wants us to invest in more solar energy.
Yep.
He's crazy.
He is crazy.
And by the way, why does he want to block out the sun for the Earth? Or not block it out, but you know what I mean.
Dim it.
Shield. Yeah, dim it. He wants to dim the lights for the entire world.
That's right.
Or large portions of it. Is that godlike?
It is, because I don't recall all of the world electing him to anything or deciding that he was actually Bill Genius. His Microsoft products don't work that well. So I don't think I want to go along with any of his plans. He's been saying something else, too, now about the vaccinations.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill thinks you're going to need a third one now.
Oh, now we need a third one.
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is going to be like, well, what is that thing you can do when you get a lot of needles in the back and it makes you feel better?
Oh, acupuncture.
Acupuncture. Yeah. So this is going to be bilupuncture. And so basically we're just going to have a million needles in us, and that's going to make everything all right. What really gets me, Susan, is that they want us to get all these shots for the vaccine, but they say, you're still going to have to wear multiple masks and distance. And oh, by the way, don't face each other because, you know, that's evil. And it's like, wait a minute. You told us that the whole reason of getting the vaccine was to get our lives back to normal so that we could get our economy going again. People have jobs. Those neat things, you know, that Bill doesn't need anymore because he's wealthy. But normal people need jobs, Bill.
Yes.
And normal people understand that if you are so terrified that you think you need three vaccinations, multiple masks, and distancing, you're not going to spend much.
Nope.
You're not going to go out and relax.
Nope.
Relaxed people spend more.
They certainly do.
I mean, way more. And by the way, once again, we keep bringing this up, South Dakota. I keep bringing up South Dakota. People wonder, why are you so fixated on South Dakota? No, it's not because their governor is hot. I will admit that's a portion of it. At least my wife thinks so. Okay? But the simple fact is they have freedom up there and they have an economy that goes with it. Go figure. And what's really amazing is this, Susan. They have 3% unemployment, and that's with a lot of their economy still being held down by the rest of the country.
Yes.
Example is movies, right?
That's
they
right.
have theaters there that would be employing a lot of people, but they can't. Why not? Because they don't have the product. Why don't they have the product? Because the rest of the country won't let people go to the movies and enjoy it.
Yep, the studios won't release the pictures. But I'll tell you something. I'm very glad for our First Amendment. I want Bill to tell his story and his plans everywhere, because I want people to see this man's nuts. He should not be followed.
Some of these rich people become more and more wacko by the day.
Is it Elon Musk, who's done a lot of great things, but is it Elon Musk that's trying to develop a thing to connect, implanting people to connect them to computers? Do I have the right guy?
That I don't know. Charlie, is Elon Musk trying to connect us to our brains to computers?
I don't know.
Shaking his head. He's not sure.
Yeah, I don't know which billionaire it is. But
Charlie, hey, unplug your head. So you can just, there you go. Okay. Oh, still no? Okay, got it. Okay, so we don't know yet about Elon Musk, but here's the thing. With Bill Gates, he's crazy, folks. This guy is somewhere wearing an all-white outfit as an evil genius in a volcano. Okay? I mean, he's crazy.
He is.
He is crazy. He's Dr. Evil crazy. He's nuts.
Yeah.
This guy, so he wants to limit the sun coming to our Earth. He wants us all to get a third vaccination shot. Why?
Yeah, and grow vegetables so that he can synthesize fake meat for us to eat.
Yeah, and by the way, let's get back to, before we go to break here, profit motive. He says, instead of eating meat, I want you to eat stuff that tastes just like meat because I really want you to want meat. I really want you to, get into tasting meat because it's the greatest thing. Meat. But it won't be meat. It'll be things that, you know, but he wants this to be plant-based. And he's also the biggest owner now of farmland in America.
That's right.
Put this together. Am I doing okay here? I know with the new math, we don't put things together anymore. But Isn't he just trying to use government regulation to make us buy his product?
Seems like that, yeah. Except dimming the sun is not going to make that plan work very well. I don't think
that's nuts. What's his goal? Why?
I don't think he realizes. I don't know. I just hope he never gets a rocket and shoots that stuff up in the atmosphere, whatever it is he's planning to use to dim the atmosphere, sun.
Maybe by reflecting more out, he's trying to warm the moon.
Maybe.
I mean, have you thought about that?
That could be. Who knows?
Maybe he bought the moon. Maybe that's where his farmland is.
Let's hope.
I have no idea.
He should move there.
Gosh, the guy is insane. Okay, so Bill Gates, you've had it with Bill Gates.
Yes. Okay. But keep speaking out, Bill, because I want some more of those kooky plans out so people can see who you are.
Yes, keep it up, Bill, because I got to be honest, and last question before we go to break. Do you think maybe young people who hear this stuff, I know young people are very liberal, very, very liberal, but do you think young people who hear this stuff are starting to look at Bill and say, crazy old man?
I certainly hope so.
Weird old uncle?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. That, I would think at some point that you might get a little bit tired of being scared all the time. And so maybe they'll just stop listening.
Okay.
That's my hope.
Well, one person that doesn't scare me is Jared Stepman. He's going to be coming up next after the break. But first, American National Insurance. Folks, I said it Friday. I'll say it again. Look at Texas. Look what's going on down there. It's only a matter of time before Colorado is next. Am I right?
You are right.
We always get hit with something. We do. So call Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, and he'll make sure you have the coverage you need in unpredictable times, because one thing I can predict is unpredictable times are coming. Give Paul a call at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket, so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. Susan, I want to ask you a question here. When does that chip on your windshield become a crack? Does it happen at that ideal time? When you've just got tons of time to kill, and it's like, you know what? I was really wondering what I could do with the rest of my day. I know. This happened at just the right time. Is that when it happens?
Never.
No. It happens at the worst time, when you're busiest. So get ahead of it and call Novus Auto Glass. With cutting-edge technology, they're fast, friendly, and ready to take care of smart people like you. People who think ahead. Contact Novus Auto Glass. That's N-O-V-U-S at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
We knew this dreadful day would come, the day the Colorado legislature would reconvene for the 2021 legislative session. The radical activist regressives who control both state houses and the governor's office seem to think that small to mid-sized businesses are their money tree to pay for all their pet projects. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, show sponsors Roger Hayes, owner of Premier Employer Services, and Chris Cantwell, broker with Transworld Business Advisors, will share what they see on the horizon. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and next to me is the great Susan Kochevar. Susan, Jarrett has not, we have not been able to reach Jarrett Stepman, which means you are stuck talking to me. So you were about to talk to somebody really smart, and this is like dropping off a cliff. Okay, you've hit at the bottom, the jagged rocks of smart. That is me.
I don't think it's that bad.
Nah, it isn't. I'm okay. Okay, let's talk about substance abuse. And, my computer is now, gosh, it's rebooting this article that was just sitting there. Okay, well, bottom line, and we'll get back to it in a moment. Hopefully it'll come up on here. The Colorado is now either last or nearer to last, like 46th place out of 50 states for mental health disorders.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, and they don't list them, but they say that they have 15 questions that they ask people to see, you know, about your various mental health. Like, I don't know, do you want to block out part of the sun? I think that's up there, you know. I mean, do you think that we need 3 vaccinations? I don't want to make fun of this. It's just that I'm waiting for the article. Here it is. Okay. The Colorado is now, this article is from KDVR. So I'm going to give them credit there. Colorado is one of the lowest-ranked states for mental health, according to a survey by Mental Health America, in part because it is the state with the highest percentage, of adults facing a substance abuse problem. Overall, Colorado ranks 46th in the nation for mental health. Only Alaska, Oregon contains Portland, by the way, I throw that out there. Idaho and Nevada rank worse. Nevada makes sense because that's a place where you can lose everything.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, Nevada over the last, if you go over the last, golly, decade or two, they've had more unemployment than anyone.
Oh, and I bet their unemployment's terrible now with all those casinos slammed shut.
Yes. And by the way, when the gas prices hit like $4, that destroyed Nevada casinos. Which, by the way, even affected casinos here. This is where I was working. You know, a lot of people, they look at these casinos we have up the hill and they think they're all locally owned. And, you know, they might be, but most of them have investors from out of state. And a lot of them, we had what we called anchors. Okay. Our anchor casino, which was located in
Nevada.
Right. And so when the casinos in Las Vegas crashed,
right,
because with $4 gas, nobody was driving there. People weren't flying there. People weren't going there because, number one, they didn't want to drive there. But number two, they were so broke from all the money they were spending on gas, they didn't have all that disposable income to throw at things like this.
I got bad news for Nevada because gas prices are expected to spike to about $4 by Memorial Day.
No.
That's what I heard on the way in on a news break.
By Memorial Day?
By Memorial Day. But, you know, Papa Biden's busy shutting off all our oil and gas here.
My gosh. I can't believe. Well, you know, when oil was, okay, when gas was at $4 before, oil was around 100 a barrel. It's only at 61, and I don't think it's going to go any higher than 70. Okay, so I track oil prices quite a bit. I kind of geek out on it. And, you know, it has been climbing and climbing. And I did predict this. I predicted 55, 60 this winter, and it hit 61.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been struggling to get higher because you're starting to get to where once the price goes much higher, what does OPEC do?
They start producing more.
Yeah,
so
they open the spigot.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Because they're like, okay, hey, we can make the money. We don't have to just make it with opium. We can now make it with this. And so they open up the spigot. What happened with $4 oil back then, $4 gas, sorry, is once again, it crashed Las Vegas. Well, what happened is that crashed casinos here. Why? Because while we were still making money, we were having to send all that money to keep the anchors afloat.
Oh, I see.
Right. And so our anchors were, we would be bringing in very nice profits here in Black Hawk, in Central City, and Cripple Creek, and yet our anchors were hemorrhaging money, and so we were sending all of our profits back there.
I see.
Exactly. And so I'm not really sure how this is going to affect it. I think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be really bad. But getting back to, okay, Denver. Okay.
Right.
Getting back to mental health, all right? Nevada is one of the only ones worse than us. We're 46th. Folks, Colorado historically is one of the best when it comes to these kinds of things, mental health and so forth. But over the last few years, we've been trending down fast. Why do you think that is, Susan?
Well, not that I'm against it, but one of the things is we legalized marijuana, and we were one of extremely few states who had legalized marijuana. So I think it drew people who were self-medicating here, and I think that made the problem 100 times worse.
I think I agree with that. And by the way, I was never against legalizing, but here's what I've always been really against, Susan. I've been really against the one-sided nature of information with marijuana. Young people only hear one side. Oh, it's medicinal. It's this, it's that, it's great. It's like, hey, man, it's just like smoking a cigarette. It's totally fine. Da, 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 da. It's not addictive. Of course it's addictive. Any drug is. Okay. And is it addictive like cocaine and those? No, of course not. It's nothing like that. But I've known young people who were totally hooked on it. And they told me they couldn't break it.
Okay. Yeah, some people self-medicate for several reasons. You know, they'll call them addictive personalities.
Right. And by the way, bottom line, you're still burning leaves and inhaling the smoke. Okay, yep. Which isn't the healthiest thing. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying you can't smoke. I'm not one of these people who believes in super high, you know, cigarette taxes and things. I don't believe in limiting people's choices.
You don't believe in using tax policy to influence behavior, and it should not be.
No, unless, of course, I want to block out the sun, because that's very important.
Yes.
Okay, then I'm God, and I want to just, you know, tell you how to live. But barring that, okay, when I look at things like that, all I ask is this. I want young people to hear all the downsides of rolling up these leaves and burning them and inhaling the smoke, too, because there are downsides. Okay, it's not great for your lungs. You can get hooked. It can lead to other things, you know, like anything can. Caffeine can lead you to take stimulants, which can lead to heavier drugs. Anything can be a gateway. Okay, I knew a guy who actually had dealt drugs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had long since left that lifestyle. And I said, really? So down on the streets and, you know, downtown Denver, he says, no, the biggest market that I had was suburban women.
Wow.
And he said that was a huge market, marketing out there. So it can go anywhere. Okay. My whole thing with marijuana is I want young people to understand the facts and not just hear one side. And unfortunately, that's all they've heard is one side. And I think that's a danger. Okay, getting back to mental health. And we'll just talk for this on this for a moment and then come back and really hit it after the break. Because I think Colorado's mental health problem has to do with who it's elected.
Oh, yeah, I would support that. We've been shut down. Everybody's been locked in their homes. I mean, the suicide rate for our children is terribly high.
It is terribly high. And it's getting dangerous and it's getting depressing. And when we come back from the break, I really want us to talk about what we have done to the state and maybe what we could do to turn it around a little bit. Because, folks, we can't go on like this. We can't go on like this. Madman Polis has to stop. People are getting really depressed. And when they get depressed, sometimes they don't stay alive.
That's true.
And it's very serious. We're going to talk a little bit more about this article when we come back. But first, let's talk about, instead of being unhealthy, let's talk about being healthy. Sound good?
Sounds very good.
All right. Ascent Health Centers. At Ascent, they'll help you feel better. You know, so often you feel tired, worn down, and you start to think this is normal. Is it normal?
No.
No, it isn't normal. It's unhealthy. And it's almost always because of things that Dr. Julie can quickly diagnose and correct with great treatment and even greater advice. Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, a good shop. Susan, I want you to think of the times you've had an emergency.
Yes.
Okay. What is the last thing you want to hear when you're panicked and you make that phone call, 911 or something like that? What's the last thing you want to hear?
An announcement machine.
Yeah, an answering machine.
An answering machine.
Yeah. If you're desperate, hit one. If you're really desperate, hit two. If you're
so frustrating.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. You are in a bad way. Well, in case you get in a car accident, folks, please do yourself a favor. Have this phone number handy. 720-541-7697. At a good shop, a real, live, caring person answers the phone every time, and they'll walk you through the whole process. Again, 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, "The first thing you do is find a good shop." Even back then, Al saw the way the corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Purefoy Chevrolet, folks, on Friday, you heard my wife, Corey, share her favorite part about buying a car at Purefoy, the easy financing. Now, for me, it's the great cars, okay? I'm a guy, I want to look at cars, but Corey loves the quick, organized, friendly experience that had us on the road in no time. For a relaxed experience and easy financing, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Susan Koshvar. Susan, our state is having problems. Now, Mental Health America, a Virginia-based nonprofit, they analyzed 15 different metrics for each U.S. state to give them overall mental health ratings. They didn't go through what all these were. Mm-hmm. Okay. It addresses post-pandemic mental health statistics, but the state-by-state rankings were compiled from survey responses through 2018. Okay. So, So maybe that's more through 2018.
Yeah, that would be pre.
Yeah, pre.
Pandemic.
So I'm not sure.
Scandemic.
It addresses post-pandemic mental health statistics, but the state-by-state rankings were compiled from responses through 2018. So I don't get that. I'm not sure how that works. Whatever. Okay. The results are not a complete picture of mental health system, reading this here, quotes MHA, but they do provide a strong foundation for understanding the prevalence of mental health concerns as well as issues of access to insurance and treatment. Okay, basically Colorado's got issues, and Colorado is depressed. Now, I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say it's a lot worse now than it was. Here's one little statistic they had. Colorado has a far higher percentage of adults with substance abuse disorders, we mentioned that earlier, than with any U.S. state. And that by a fair margin. Almost 12% have a problem, which is 1.5% higher than Vermont, the next closest state.
It's interesting because I know Vermont is a blue state and has lots and lots of regulations. In fact, people were moving from Vermont, and so they made a rule that people couldn't put for sale signs in their yard because they didn't want people to realize how many people were fleeing the state.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you say you can't put a sign out because you're having to hide how unpopular we've made the state with all of our regulations.
That's right.
So we have to have regulations to stop you from advertising how unpopular our regulations have made it.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's great. Hey, that's good. Okay. So 12% and 1.5. So Vermont was at 10.5%, which makes sense because if I lived in Vermont, I would have a lot of problems personally. 12% is incredible. Now, I don't think marijuana is even, I don't think that they would consider casual marijuana use to even be a substance abuse disorder. I don't think they would.
Maybe not, but I can say that I've seen a lot more drug use.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a moment here. Because we always talk about the big debate on gateway. Mm-hmm. Okay, is this drug a gateway? And I think, sure. Okay. Now let me talk on the other side though. I think it gets a little ludicrous for people to stigmatize marijuana as the great gateway drug.
I'd agree.
I think anything is. I think alcohol is a gateway drug. I think painkillers are a gateway drug. I think caffeine, once again, college students who have been chugging those caffeine, doing like Charlie and drinking all that coffee.
Kombucha?
What is it again?
Kombucha,
terribly unhealthy for you. Okay. That's going to lead you to worse things, Charlie. I just want you to know. But if they have, young people who are in school and they're chugging those, pretty soon they're popping pills.
I think those are people that are open to just trying all kinds of different things and they just
keep
going right down that line. It's
okay. Well, wait a minute. Let's take a step back. You just hit on something, the culture. If you have a culture that doesn't believe in any roadblocks, okay, that believes try whatever, and then you insert legal marijuana into it, are you possibly throwing another knife into the playpen for kids to play with?
Well, and if you put lockdowns on top of that when they don't have anything else to do, I could certainly see where, that might increase drug use. Might as well try it. Nothing else to do.
Have you seen any stats on what's happened with suicides in Colorado? I haven't seen the latest.
I know they're up.
I just heard they were up.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the stats.
Well, what do people expect?
Yeah, it's very depressing. It's very depressing for children, especially when they're used to going to school and seeing their friends and they're, playing in sports, which is very healthy for them.
You know what's even worse? Right now they won't even let people in to watch the big, football game, basketball game, whatever,
one
right?
One parent.
Let me tell you something. You know what's even worse is if you let them in, but they all have to wear masks. You do that and they're going to be even more paranoid.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking around at this dystopian world that they've been, shoved into. And you got all these young people in this dystopian world where they can't see each other's faces, can't see each other's mouths.
Yep.
Am I right?
You are.
And they're surrounded by rows and rows of this. In an auditorium where they're watching some athletes down there trying to play basketball.
Makes cheering a little bit difficult.
Yes. I mean, what is that going to do to the mental health of young people?
I'm very worried about the mental health of young people, especially young children. We have young children who are growing up and some of them are in daycares. You can't see somebody's face. So they have no idea somebody, the care worker's smiling at them or frowning at them. They're not even going to be able to read expressions.
What could this be doing ages 2 to 6, all right?
Terrible things.
My gosh. You've got kids ages 2 to 6 who aren't seeing smiles.
Nope.
I mean, think about that for a moment, folks. Take a step back. Kids 2 to 6 years old in Colorado right now, everywhere they go to be taken care of, are not seeing smiles. And we don't think that is affecting their development.
Yeah. And it's kind of like coming up in an emotionless society, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, this is crazy.
It is.
You're trying to turn us into a bunch of idiotic automatons. Oh, by the way, did you get your third vaccination?
Right.
I'm not even planning on getting one. I'm not one of these anti-vaxxers. I don't really care. I'm not pro-vax, anti-vax. I think the thing has been way under-tested. I think it's fairly dangerous because of that.
I agree.
The reason I'm not getting it is because I don't care about COVID. All right.
Right. A 99.8% survival rate I'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel okay with that. And by the way, you know, we just hit 500,000 COVID deaths. Let me ask you something. Is that 500,000 more deaths than we would have had in that time?
Probably not.
No.
You know, we don't. People die every day. I'm sorry, but that's a very hard truth. And a lot of the people that are passing away are very old.
What happens when you tell a bunch of cash-strapped hospitals, okay, that if COVID is present, or if you can even allege COVID is present, well, we didn't do a test. Yeah, but they had symptoms. Okay, go with it. If that's present when somebody dies, we're going to give you 20% more in funding.
We never learn from history, do we? You know, when they built the railroads, the government got into it, and the government said, listen, we will pay you by the mile. So do you think those people building the railroads built straight railroad tracks? No. They built curved tracks because they made more money.
More money!
Government incentives always screw it up.
Oh, yeah. When you get free money, people are going to want it longer. I mean, hello. I mean, I don't understand why people don't understand this. If I give you free money and say, as long as you do this, I'm giving you free money, they're going to stretch it out, folks. They're going to stretch it out.
Of course.
What are you, nuts? Okay, looking forward, what do we do besides getting rid of Polis, you know, and actually voting in a rational thinking biped? You know, somebody who can, you know, not freak us all out and have us all wearing masks and have kids never seeing a smile again. Besides voting him out, what can we do going forward? At some point, somehow, some way, do we need to rise up and stop wearing these things?
I would recommend civil disobedience, yes.
Yeah, how are we going to do it? Because, you know, John and I have talked about this, and we just got a couple minutes left here, about a minute and a half. I don't want to be the guy who gets a group together and goes into Walmart, and this poor manager there who has to enforce rules is stuck with a bunch of us walking in without masks. I don't want to do that to him. But on the other hand, at some point, we got to say stop.
Yep.
First of all, by the way, Susan, virtually everybody catching COVID is wearing masks.
I actually think the masks make it worse.
Well, yeah, they're all touching their face and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, not only are they wearing masks, but everybody around them is wearing masks. And they try to blame that one Liberty person in the corner, you know, looking at fruit over at Costco for like getting them all sick. And that person isn't coughing and doesn't have COVID.
Well, that's what CNN pointed out recently. They were asking, interviewing someone, they asked them, well, how come the numbers in Florida aren't any different than they are in New York or any of these other locked, or California, these lockdown states? And the person didn't have an answer.
They're not different because the masks don't help.
Work.
The lockdowns don't help. The distancing, by the way, masks don't cause the worst damage to businesses. Distancing kills businesses. They pay for floor space.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We couldn't even with restaurants, you know, like at least put a, you know, a shield between the booths and let them fill them all in. Oh, no. You can only have this percentage. Go out of business.
Yeah, you can't operate at 50%. Almost all businesses are set to run almost maximum.
Right. All right. Well, when we come back, okay, so a little civil disobedience, I think it's a great idea. When we come back, we're going to talk to David Morgan, and then we're going to talk to Richard Rush. Until then, folks, drive safe out there. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.